真正的信心。
But why do I still struggle with having faith?
但是为什么我在信心上面还是挣扎呢？
I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
我已经相信主耶稣基督是我的主宰，是我的救主。
Why do I always find myself struggling with faith?
但是为什么我时常还在我信心上面有这个的挣扎？
Why is it so hard to walk a life of faith?
为什么在生命信心的道路行走是这么难的呢？
Why am I sometimes filled with fears and anxiety?
为什么有时我心里面有恐惧，有焦虑？
And even now, sometimes I feel sad and I feel depressed.
甚至乎有时我会觉得我有悲哀，我忧郁。
Where has my hope gone?
我的盼望去了哪里呢？
And what we're going to see today
今天我们要看到的
is what the Bible says about how do we stand firm in faith.
我们就要看到圣经怎样教导我们要在信心里面站立得稳。
How do we walk in faith?
我们怎样在信心上面来到行。
So we come into this narrative of Jairus' daughter.
在这里讲到艾老的女儿。
He was introduced earlier in last week's passages.
在上星期的讲道已经我们看到了。
And if you recall, he came to Jesus and fell at his feet and begged him to come heal his daughter who was dying.
如果你还记得的，艾老就是来到主的脚前跪下，去恳求他去医治他这个差不多要死的女儿。
Jairus is one of the synagogue rulers.
而艾老就是会堂其中之一个的掌管。
And he showed true faith in Jesus.
而他在耶稣里面我们所看到的一个真正的信心。
It wasn't easy for Jairus to come to Jesus.
对于艾老来讲要去到耶稣那里，这个不是一件容易的事。
You know, to come and bow before him publicly and ask for his help was a very difficult thing.
要去在公众面前跪下哀求耶稣，这个是一件难事。
Because the religious leaders were very opposed to Jesus.
因为这些宗教的领袖是敌挡耶稣的。
And all his friends and all his co-workers would not have approved of what he is doing.
而他所有的朋友或者他的同工也都不会赞同他这样做法。
Now the things that Jesus was doing in the synagogue and the things that he taught.
就是因为耶稣在会堂的教导或者在会堂的事工
It aroused a lot of anger from the synagogue leaders.
是引起这些会堂的领袖的愤怒。
And many of these were probably Jairus' friends.
而相信很多这些就是艾老的朋友。
So coming to Jesus was not an easy or simple decision.
所以他要去到耶稣那里恳求耶稣，这个不是一个容易的决定。
It required a true step of faith.
他必然要行出一步，就是他的信心。
The humbling of himself.
他也要把自己谦卑下来。
To come before Christ.
来到基督的面前。
And God used this dire situation of his daughter's health to humble him.
耶稣就是用他女儿危急的这个的情况使他谦卑下来。
And it is in his hopelessness.
就是当他在绝望当中。
That leads him to come and trust in Jesus for healing.
带领到去耶稣那里。去寻求医治。
That he will fall at Jesus' feet and plead for mercy and healing.
他就是在耶稣的跟前跪下去哀求得医治。
Now today we're going to see how Jesus' words have a direct impact in Jairus' faith.
我们今天在这里就会看到耶稣的说话怎样直接影响到艾老的信心。
It's Jesus' words that lead him to joyful victory.
是耶稣的话语让艾老有这个喜乐的德性。
And it can do the same for us.
而今天也都同样可以在我们的身上发生。
And as we come to verse 35,
当我们看到第35节的时候，
there's an immediate attack on Jairus' faith.
我们看到对艾老的信心立刻有一个攻击。
Now it was already hard for Jairus to believe in Jesus, while his daughter was alive.
当他的女儿还是 生存的时候，他要拿出这个信心来已经是难的了。
There was still hope while they were walking to his house.
但是当他们在路途回家当中，他还有这个盼望。
But after Jairus' friends come and tell him this bad news,
但是当艾老的朋友来到讲了这个不好的消息给他听。
Your daughter is dead.
他说你的女儿已经死了。
You know,
死了。
Jairus at that point, his faith must have been severely challenged.
在那一刻艾老的信心必然是受到很大的挑战。
You can say it was thrown into the fire.
你可以说他的信心被掉到去火里边。
It was a reminder of 1 Peter where our faith is thrown into the crucible.
就好像彼得前书所讲，我哋嘅信心被掉进火炉里。
The question is, will that faith survive?
个问题系这个嘅信心仲会唔会存在咧？
Or will it be consumed?
又话被烧毁咧？
We probably felt this way many times too.
我相信好多时我哋有同样嘅感觉。
You know, as Christians, we put our faith and trust in Jesus.
作为一个基督徒，我哋将我哋嘅信心系放喺主耶稣基督里边。
But when we live a life in this world, a lot of bad things happen.
但系当我哋活喺呢一个世界里边，有好多唔如意或者唔好嘅事情会发生。
We face so many bad things in our lives that sometimes even when we pray, God seems to be delayed in answering our prayers.
有时我哋面对啲唔好嘅事情，我哋去祈祷，但系好似神延迟咗去对我哋嘅回应。
And sometimes circumstances and feelings have overwhelmed us.
又话佢有时我哋嘅处境或者我哋嘅感觉，使到我哋束手无策。
And it's very easy for us to give way to doubt.
我哋好容易就会疑惑。
To ask why, to question God.
我哋会问神点解啊
？You know, it is in these times we need Jesus' words to speak to our hearts.
但系就系喺呢一啲嘅光景里边，我哋就系需要耶稣嘅说话。
And this is what Jesus does to Jairus.
而耶稣就系咁样嘅同艾老说话。
He understands what's going on.
佢明白发生紧乜嘢事。
He sees the turmoil in his in the heart of Jairus.
他看到他心里面的哀伤。
And Jesus comes with words of faith.
耶稣就是带着信心的话语来到。
Verse 36, but overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe.
耶稣听见所说的话，就对管会堂的说，不要怕，只要信。
They're literally, it means do not be afraid.
真系照字面讲，不要怕。
It means stop fearing.
意思即系咪话停止你嘅恐惧
？You know, it actually implies that fear has already come.
个意思含义就系话呢个嘅恐惧已经嚟到啦。
Stop fearing.
你要停止啊。
Keep on believing.
继续嘅相信。
You know what he says? What is he saying to Jairus here?
在这里耶稣究竟跟艾老说什么
says, yeah, Jairus, you had a certain amount of faith when you came to me.
没错艾老当你来到我那里的时候你是有某一个程度的信心。
You've heard the things that I have done.
你已经听闻我所作的。
And your faith was strengthened when you saw how I healed the bleeding woman.
当你看到我医治这个有血病的妇人你的信心也都加强。
So now, don't quit.
所以现在你不可以放弃啊。
Don't fall into fear and doubt.
不要堕落恐惧和疑惑里面。
Keep believing.
你要继续的相信。
Believing in what?
相信什么啊
Jesus says, believing in me.
耶稣说相信我。
Keep your faith in me.
你的信心是等在我里面。
Don't look down, don't look away.
不要向下望，不要向别处望。
Keep your eyes focused on me.
你的眼要注目于我。
Don't drown in your circumstances.
不要将自己沉入你的光景里面。
Don't wallow in your self-pity.
不要在你自卑里面来到打滚。
Do not fall into anxiousness and do not fear.
不要堕入焦虑里面，不要惧怕。
Only believe, believe in me.
只要信，相信我。
Because I am God.
因为我是神。
I have the power over all creation.
我喺万物之中有大能。
Jesus says I have dominion over all realms.
耶稣话我嘅掌权系喺所有嘅境界。
From demons to heavens.
就系从魔鬼至到天堂。
I have the power to heal.
我有呢个嘅权能能够医治。
And I have already healed your soul.
而我已经医治咗你嘅灵魂。
You've been given a new heart.
你已经有一个新嘅心。
And I am with you.
而我与你同在。
My spirit is with you.
我的灵与你同在。
Keep on believing.
继续的相信。
Keep your eyes focused on me.
注目于我。
That's what Jesus is saying.
耶稣就是说了这一番的话。
You know, it's a very easy thing to say.
讲起上来很容易。
But sometimes it's not always easy to do, is it?
但是行出来不是那么容易的，是不是？
Now, things happen that are really out of our control.
事情有时发生是绝对不在我们掌控底下。
And when we can't control things, we actually drives us to fear and have anxiety in life.
当我们不能够去控制一些事情的时候，我们就会有惧怕，我们就会有焦虑。
Life circumstances always has a way of distracting us away from looking at Christ.
生命的处境很多时就使我们分心没注目于基督。
When Jesus and Jairus arrived at the house,
当耶稣和艾老到达家的时候，
they saw and heard the professional mourners wailing loud and weeping.
他们就看到这些专业的哀哭者在这里的哭泣哀哭。
I don't know if you have any experience with these professional wailers. I think a lot of actually Chinese people have understand this tradition.
我想有些中国人我们都明白这个传统。
打斋啊， right? You get all these monks and people who are mourning and yelling and crying, and you hire them just to do that.
有时我们会请一些道士回来打斋去哀哭。
Because it was a hopeless situation.
因为这个是一个没盼望的处境。
The daughter is dead. All hope seems lost.
女儿已经死了，一切的盼望也都消失了。
Have you felt or have faced dire circumstances like this?
你有没有面对过好像这样的困境呢？
Have you lost hope?
你有没有失去盼望呢？
Jesus comes to Jairus again in this hopeless situation.
就喺呢个绝望嘅境况，耶稣嚟到艾老嗰度。
And he speaks words of hope.
佢就将有盼望嘅说话讲俾你听。
Verse 39, and when he entered, he said to them.
第三十九节，佢话当佢进去里面嘅时候，就咁样同佢哋讲。
Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but only asleep.
为什么你们乱嚷哭泣呢？孩子不是死了，是睡着了。
So Jesus comes to bring hope. This child is asleep.
耶稣来到是将盼望带过来，因为他说孩子只是睡着。
It's not hopeless.
不是无望的。
You know, of course he was referring to the fact that he would raise her again.
当然耶稣是要讲到的，他会使他要使他起死回生。
But in a much deeper way,
但是一个更加深入的层面，
Jesus is redefining what death is.
耶稣是用一个重新的定义给个死亡。
Jesus is bringing forth a new definition of death.
耶稣是要让死亡有一个重新的定义。
It's so applicable that we had this confession today.
我们今天的信条也都讲到。
That death for a Christian
在一个基督徒来讲，死亡
is falling asleep.
只不过是睡了。
For a believer, for a death is not the end.
对于一个信徒来讲，死亡不是一个终结。
It is only temporary.
只是暂时的。
For the body rests until the moment of resurrection.
因为身体要安息直至到复活那一天。
But we have to realize our soul does not sleep.
但我们要知道我们的灵魂是不会睡着的。
When our soul separates from the body,
当灵魂和身体分开的时候，
it goes directly to be with God himself. James 2, 1 Corinthians 15.
我们的灵魂会直接去到天父那里，就是在雅各书和 哥林多前书咁样讲。
So the essence of who you are.
所以你系边一个嘅呢一个嘅精义
？Never sleeps.
系永远唔会睡着。
You go directly to Christ.
因为你会直接去到神嗰度，基督嗰度。
It is these words of hope.
就系呢啲充满盼望嘅说话。
That's sustained Mabel and our family as we walk through this, you know, road of life's journey with her mom.
就是这些说话去支持 Mabel 和她的家人当她们陪她妈妈走人生的这个旅程。
And just as the Chow family experienced, one of the greatest pains are separations from our loved ones.
就也都好像周家现在经历着的，我们最大的伤痛就是与我们所爱的人分离。
And that is the greatest enemy, it's death.
我们最大的敌人就是死亡。
And God's reminding us that this death is only but temporary.
但是神在这里提醒我们，这个的分离只不过是暂断。
And through these last couple of weeks, our emotions have been riding up and down like a roller coaster.
在过去的这几个星期，我们的感情就是好像去过山车那样，高高低低。
Up and down and sideways too.
又高又低，有时仲打横嚟。
You know, just this week we had to call the EMS.
就系今个星期我哋要打电话叫救护车。
We thought Jesus was ringing that doorbell.
我哋以为耶稣已经响门钟啦。
But you know, Mabel's mom was not responsive. She would not answer. She was shivering, and we thought God was taking her home.
Mabel 嘅妈妈又个身体。发震，而亦都唔系好回应我哋，咁所以咧，我哋以为耶稣系嚟接佢走啦。
But thankfully, it was a false alarm.
但系咧，其实呢一个系一个虚假嘅警告。
But even
警号。
In the midst of those moments when we thought she was leaving,
喺嗰一刻里边，我哋真系以为佢要离开我哋啦。
It was a wonderful picture where we saw all the sisters and the brothers.Holding her hand and singing hymns and pray.
但是在这一刻里面，她的子女就是拖着她的手，一起的祈祷，一起的唱诗。
It is the hope of God's word that keeps us from falling into despair and hopelessness.
就是神的话语，给我们有盼望，让我们不是
Because it is the truth of God's word that enlightens our minds and gives us a peace in our hearts.
因为就是神的话语开启我们的思想，给平安赐给我们的心。
We understand the reality of the hope in Christ.
我们实在去明白在主耶稣基督这个真正的盼望。
Her mom isn't dying. She's going into a new phase of life.
她的妈妈不是要死，是要进入生命一个新的阶段。
And it's such a privilege to be ones to be able to usher her home.
而我们就有这个特权去陪她进入这个天家里面。
Because Jesus has overcome death.
因为耶稣已经战胜死亡。
Our fear has been taken away through Christ.
因为在主耶稣基督他已经拿走我们的恐惧。
That physical death of Miss Lugo passing away, it's only temporary.
六百母去的死只不过一个暂时的离开。
Her soul will be with Christ.
因为她的灵会与基督一起。
She'll go into the presence of God immediately.
如果她要去的，她就是立刻去到神的面前。
She'll be there with our nephew Joseph, with our daughter Mary.
她就会在那里与 Joseph 同在，她就会在那里与我们的女儿 Mary 一起。
Reunited with her husband.
她也会与她的丈夫一起。
But most of all, she'll be with Christ.
但是最要紧的，她会与基督一起。
Her beloved.
她所爱的。
And it is only the body that sleeps.
她肉体只是睡着。
The body that is ravaged by the pains of this world.
这个身体是因为这个世界而都败坏。
Riddled with disease.
被疾病嚟到充满。
It's the body that awaits the return of Christ for the resurrection.
系一个嘅身体去等候耶稣再嚟嘅复活。
Now these are the words of hope from Christ.
呢个就系主耶稣基督所俾我哋
It is these truths that comfort and encourage us as we face these issues of death and dying.
当我们要面对这些困难，当我们要面对这些处境，当我们要面对死亡的时候，就是这些的神的话语给我们盼望。
It's during these times of pain.
就是在这些哀痛的时候。
Now we must massage God's word into our wounds.
我们要将神的话语插入我们的伤口里面。
Massage them into our hearts.
插入我们的心房里面。
Because it is His words that will soothe our soul.
因为唯有祂的话语才能够舒缓我们的灵。
True faith
真正的信心
lays hold of God's word.
捉紧的是神的话语。
And experience the power of God.
亦都去经历上帝的大能。
But we see unbelief here, on the other hand.
但是在这里我们也都看到一些的不信。
They laugh at God's words.
他们嘲笑神的话语。
Just as these unbelieving mourners laugh at Jesus.
就好像这些不相信的哀哭者，他们嘲笑耶稣。
They respond with a scornful laughter of worldly wisdom.
他们凭着俗世的智慧去讥笑耶稣。
Who's this fool? She's dead. She's not sleeping.
他说这个是不是傻的人啊？这个女儿已经死了，她不是睡着。
Don't you think that we understand there's no pulse?
难道我们不知道什么叫做没脉搏吗？
You know, this is what happens, right? When we fail to walk in faith.
当我们没凭信心而行的时候。
We only see what's before our eyes.
我们所看到的就是我们眼所看到的。
And we become very cynical and bitter.
我们就变咗好苦毒，我哋心里边有疑惑。
Because when we try to control everything,
当我哋尝试嘅去掌控一切
，what happens? We make a big commotion in life, and we weep about life not being fair.
我哋生命就混乱啊！我哋生命系带着泪水嘅。
And that'll always happen when we when we rely on our own strength and our worldly wisdom.
当我们去依靠我们自己的力量，当我们依靠俗世的智慧，我们的生命就是这样。
These are temptations that are the temptations of unbelief that are pulling at Jairus' heart now.
而现在艾老他的信心就是被试探。
Jesus again comes with words of love and power in verse 41.
在第四十一节，耶稣的话语是凭着爱和大能再一次被来读。
Verse 41, taking her by the hand, he says to her, Talitha kumai, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years of age, and they were immediately overcome with amazement.
就拉着孩子的手对他说大利大古米翻出来就是说闺女我吩咐你起来那闺女立时起来他们就大大的惊奇闺女已经十二岁了
Jesus doesn't make a huge commotion of this miracle
耶稣没有使这个神迹是一个壮丽的神迹
The only people there are a couple of disciples and the parents.
只不过是有父母同埋佢嘅门徒喺度。
He comes lovingly, takes this child's hands.
佢就系凭住爱心嘅去捉住呢个女仔嘅手。
There's great tenderness and compassion.
喺里边佢系满有恩慈嘅。
And he affectionately commands this little girl.
佢就系。凭着怜悯的去吩咐这个的女儿
She says, little girl, I say to you, arise.
她说闺女我吩咐你起来
And the emphasis is on the I.
这个我们要强调的字就是我
It is Jesus that has authority to give her spirit the right to come back to her body.
是耶稣有这个权柄使这个的灵再一次临到呢一个女儿身上
，the girl not only came back to life，
呢一个嘅女儿唔单止得生命
，but she was healed of her sickness，
而佢嘅病亦都得到医治。
You know, she was able to get out of bed and to walk around，
佢能够起身嘅，离开张床嚟到走。
And she was able to eat，
佢亦都可以进食。
Do you realize One of the symptoms that shows you that you're dying.
你知唔知道当你去临终嘅时候，其中之一个象征系乜嘢
？When the patient refuses food.
就系当一个嘅病人唔要再进食。
Your body is knows it's going.
因为你嘅身体知道你要离去啦。
And they can't consume food.
佢亦都唔能够进食。
This miracle shows God's ability to heal.
但是这个的神迹就让我们看到神能够医治的大能。
Not just to heal,
不单止只是医治。
But to bring life from the dead.
乃是能够起死回生。
Christ has that power and authority.
基督有这个的权柄，基督有这个的大能。
He has the authority over death itself.
他在死亡里面也都有这个的权柄。
And he makes Jairus' daughter come back to life.
他使艾老的女儿复活。
Jesus came to bring life.
耶稣来到要使人，要带给人生命。
He came and called us from the deadness of our sins.
耶稣就是从我们罪的死亡里面呼召我们出来。
So that we can have life in him.
以致我们在他里面能够得着生命。
Because of sin,
因为罪的缘故,
it separated us from God.
使我们与神隔绝。
And we as man, because of sin, faced God's judgment.
因为我们是罪人，我们要面对神的审判。
But Christ comes and faced that judgment for us.
但是基督来到代替我们面对这个的审判。
That through his sacrifice and through his death and resurrection on the cross,
藉着在十字架的牺牲、死和复活,
we are given victory over judgment and death.
我们就在审判、在死亡里面得着这个的胜利。
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节这样讲，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So if we believe in Christ as our Lord and Savior, we will have eternal life.
所以如果我们相信主耶稣基督是我们救主的话，我们就得着永生。
But if we don't believe in Christ,
如果我们不相信基督的话，
our souls do live eternally.
我们的灵亦都会在永恒里面活着的。
And the fearful thing is that it lives eternally separated from God.
但是可怕的事就是在永恒里面与基督隔绝。
And that is what the definition of hell is.
而这个就是地府的定义。
Total separation from God.
完全与神隔绝。
A life of suffering and torment.
是一个充满苦痛和煎熬的生命。
Eternally.
在永恒里面。
And the life that he comes to give us is eternal life in his presence forever.
而耶稣要来赐我们的生命就是在永恒里面，在他里面有这个永恒的生命。
Oh, what a gift that is.
这个是何等一份的礼物。
And it is through his power, the Holy Spirit, that enables one to believe.
是藉着他圣灵的大能容许一个人去相信。
To receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
去接受主耶稣基督为你的救主。
It is the Spirit that's calling your heart, making it new.
是圣灵去呼召、呼唤你的心，使你的心重生。
Spirit that enables you to respond in faith, to humble yourself and say, Yes, Lord, I need you.
是圣灵使你谦卑下来，用信心和神作出这个的回应，说基督，我需要你。
True faith lays hold of God's word.
真正的信心是捉紧神的话语。
And experience the power of God.
亦都经历神的大能。
You experience the forgiveness of God.
你经历神去赦免你的罪。
The love of God.
你经历神对你的爱。
The question is, are you daily holding on to God's word?
个问题是你是不是每一日都捉紧神的话语？
If we don't,
如果我们没有的话，
We will struggle with faith.
我们的信心一定有挣扎。
We need to keep our eyes focused on Christ and His Word.
我们要注目于基督和祂的话语。
To keep our faith growing.
以致我们的信心能够继续的成长。
We need to cling to the words of God and His promises.
You have to
trust that His word is the light into your path.
Now,
this is how we stand firm.
This
is how we walk in faith.
Because
faith is of God.
And
Hebrews 12 says, God is the source and protector of our faith.
希伯来书12章这样讲, 神就是我们信心的源头, 神就是保护我们信心那一位。
So we must cling to that word.
所以我们必然要捉紧祂的话语。
Mark has shown us the power of Jesus.
马可福音里面我们看到基督的大能。
Jesus is God, He is deity.
耶稣就是神。
He's the conqueror who conquers over danger, demons, disease, and death.
耶稣他就是能够胜过危险,胜过疾病,胜过魔鬼,胜过死亡。
And what is showing us that he is the ultimate authority?
他这里也让我们看到他就是最终有权柄那一位。
And we need never to fear.
以致我们不需要怕。
We need to cling to His word and His promises. And you will experience the power of God in your life. You know, His word, He has said, is the spring of life, living water for our souls.
耶稣说过,
every page of His word, the Bible, reminds us of His goodness, grace, and love.
圣经的每一页就是让提醒我们神的恩典、神的美善、神的爱。
You know, you read through the Old Testament, you'll find it all over the place. Do not fear, for I am with you always. Isaiah 8.
如果你读旧约的时候，你时时都会读到好似以赛亚书第八章咁，叫不要怕，因为我与你同在。
You read the Psalms and you'll read that I will never let your foot stumble or fall.
如果你读诗篇的时候，神话不
I will renew your strength like eagles, Isaiah 40.
在以赛亚书第40章, 神亦都说, 我会使你更新如鹰得力。
Romans 8:37-38, nothing shall ever separate you from the love of God.
在罗马书第8章37-38节, 这样说, 没有一样东西能够使你与基督的爱隔绝。
We can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我靠基督加给我力量的凡事能作。
Brothers and sisters, we can't depend on our own strength.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不能够靠自己的力量。
We cannot persevere in faith without God's stream of living water flowing in our lives.
如果没有神的活泉的活水在我们生命里流
When you're going through the life storms,
当你经历人生的风暴,
you have to massage the truth of His word into your wounds.
你要将神话语的真理插入你的伤口里面。
True faith lays hold of God's word and experience the power of God.
真正的信心是捉紧神的话语，是经历神的大能。
Let us encourage one another to walk in faith.
让我们彼此的鼓励，凭着信心而行。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for truly it is your spirit that draws us to you.
天父，我们多谢你，因为是你的圣灵。 呼召我们去靠近你。
Father, we are reminded over and over again that we are frail.
主，我们一次又一次地被提醒，我们是软弱的。
We will always fail.
我们时时都会跌倒。
Nothing is in our control.
没有一样东西是在我们的掌控里面。
Father, forgive us for many times we try to control everything in my life.
天父，求你赦免我们，因为很多时我们 尝试去掌控我们生命的大小事情。
Did I treat you as a little God?
我当你为一个小的神。
Not the Almighty God who governs all things.
不是这个掌管万物全能的主宰。
More like a genie I pray to.
我当你是一个神灯的神。
To give me the things that I want.
去俾我赐俾我我想要嘅嘢。
Father, forgive me, forgive us.
求天父你赦免我，赦免我哋。
For treating you like a little god.
去当你是一个小嘅神。
Father, we know that it is your word that brings life and forgiveness.
天父，我哋知道系你嘅话语将赦罪将 forgiveness and 生命赐过俾我哋。
May you, O Lord,
天父，我们祈求你
renew our spirits,
使我们的灵重生
fill our hearts with you, O Lord,
让你充满我们的心
that we will see you as the Almighty God,
让我们见到你就是这位全能的主宰
the Lord of heaven and earth,
就是天地的主宰
the God that has created all things,
是创造万物的主宰
that you have made us,
而你也创造我们
you created us for a purpose,
你是创造我们有个目的的。
It's not just a struggle through life.
不是只是在生命里面挣扎。
But it's to live victorious through you.
那是藉着你过一个得胜的生命。
And it is truly in our weakness that you are strong.
没错，就是在我们软弱里面，我们看到你的刚强。
Then in the midst of our frailty,
在我们软弱里面，
the witness is when we cling to you.
我们的软弱我们就要捉紧你
That it is your power, your strength
是你的大能是你的能力
That brings truth and deliverance into my life
使我们生命里面得到拯救
Father, we pray that your spirit will help us
天父我们祈求你的灵帮助我们
To cling to you
去捉紧你
To know you, the true God
去知道去认定你就是真正那位神
Father, we pray and cling to the cross
天父，我哋祈求，我哋亦都捉紧十字架。
To know that Jesus has forgiven us of our sins，
去知道主耶稣基督已经赦免我哋嘅罪。
That you are the one that is at work in our lives，
系你喺我哋生命里边嚟到工作。
Perfecting our faith，
使我哋嘅信心得到完全。
That even in our failures and troubles，
就算喺我哋嘅跌倒，喺我哋嘅难处里边。
Your word has promised to never let us go。
你的话语应许过，你永远不会撇下我们。
You will always be with us.
你时常与我们同在。
You will carry us through these storms.
你亦都会抱住我们经过这些风暴。
Father, grow our faith.
天父求你使我们信心成长。
Lord, that we will live with this wonderful eternal perspective.
让我们过活的时候就有这个永恒的眼光。
Realizing this world is but temporary.
让我们知道这个世界是暂短的。
Help us not to fret so much of the things of this world.
帮助我们不要那么害怕这个世界的事情。
But O Lord, to live for eternity.
因为主啊，你是要我们在永恒里面来过活。
To nurture our souls.
去喂养我们的灵。
With your word.
藉着你的话语。
And to grow and nurture the lives of others around us.
也都去喂养我们周围的人。
Not that they'll have the nicest clothes.
不是他们会有最靓的服装。
But that they will cherish your word.
那是他们会珍惜你的话语。
So that they too can experience the grace and love of Christ.
以致他们能够经历基督的恩典、基督的爱。
Father, mold in us this attitude.
天父帮助我们有这个的态度。
To live for your kingdom.
去为着你的国度而活。
To walk by your strength.
凭着你的力量来行。
Keep our eyes focused on you.
让我们仰望你，注目于你。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们是奉耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all rise and turn to him.